I want to actively take money from that.
You put his Flag Time podcast sticker on a fucking JDAM.
BlackRock fucking...
We were supposed to talk about gas stations on this episode. Can't even do that right this week on Flag Time.
Credit score was above 700, and then when I finished paying it off, it dropped to 650.
Yeah, it's the thing. Like, you get rid of all your debt, and your credit score goes down.
You're like, no, the burger machine needs more burgers. The burger machine.
Anyway, this is welcome to the Flag Time podcast. This is
welcome to Flag Time.
This is automotive. Automotive service podcast where we talk a lot about not that.
Yes, it is.
There's been a few episodes where we just haven't introduced like our names, so people who have started listening to this without who don't know who we are at all. And
thinking back on it, you're right, we haven't said our names at all for like eight episodes.
So I am one of your hosts. My name is Serrated Mobius. You can find me on Instagram at that title. I am a Mercedes technician.
That's cold.
Okay.
Water on the balls.
Water on my feet and balls now.
Yeah. But yes, I'm the Mercedes technician of the group. Pixie introduces
you. He works on Mercedes.
But you already introduced me as Pixie, who is the retard of the group.
Oh my god.
You're not wrong.
I mean, I'm literally wearing a shirt that says edging on it.
That doesn't like prove or disprove anything.
I say that as jokes because I'm the only one here who also has a degree.
I'm the only one here who's also edging. I have a degree.
In what?
You do?
Automotive science.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so we have the same degree then.
I mean, what the fuck is this? Hold on. Give me a minute.
I am educated.
Mine's automotive
technology. I'm stupid.
I literally got the degree just to say that I have one. That's the whole reason why I did the second year.
Oh, fuck. What is this? Is this a degree? Is that what this
no.
is?
No.
Okay.
No.
This just, I mean, you graduated... NASCAR Technical Institute, automotive technology with NASCAR elective and pit crew. It says entitled to this diploma, so it's a diploma.
That's a trade school diploma.
And
that's
it's not from a college.
it's from an educational facility.
Yes,
so I think it counts. We're all educated anyway.
Educated in varying degrees.
Educated in retardation. I don't know. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I went to NASCAR school to learn how shocks go up and down.
You went to NASCAR school to learn how taking weight out of a car made it go up in weight.
Yeah, you remove ballast, car increases in weight. I don't understand how that happened.
Because NASCAR.
Yes.
They put the moon rocks in it and then they made it less weight.
Moon rocks in it. Playing Portal now. Like,
yeah.
The conversion gel. Is that what that was? It's
aerofoam. I don't know.
Speaking
aerogel,
of.
That's what it was.
There it is. Right there.
Do we have a topic this week? You said
yes, we do. We do have a topic this week.
Let's go.
So we can go ahead and go right into it if you guys want to.
Wait, did I break this just now?
Is it a glass one?
Oh wait, no, it's a hair.
Glass protectors. Eric, how many patrons do we have right now?
How many like people?
Patrons.
People that pay to watch me say stupid shit on the internet, yes.
Let me get you an exact number. One moment. We have 213 total members, but only 112 of them are paid.
Big butt is balls.
When we hit 500, I'll wear cat ears for 5 episodes in a row.
You heard it here first. We get 500. Do they have to be? Does it have to be total, or does it have to be paid?
Paid.
Okay, so if we get 500 paid members on the Flag Time podcast Patreon, Pixie will wear cat ears for 5 episodes.
I'll wear cat ears for free.
That's not how you get more patrons, damn it. Because it's free for you, but they still have to pay to see it.
they do have to kind of pay to see it, unless you want to wait a year. And then I haven't been doing that. I've been, oh my God, I've been so fucking...
Bro's been jorking it so much he can't post it.
No, I don't think that's how you describe depression. It might. I don't know.
Well, that's how you cure depression.
No, it is not. No, it isn't.
It works for me.
Okay.
You know, I've just been jorking like, fuck.
You just beat it and then everything be all right.
Let's just say my peanuts.
Right. But like, I've just been waking up, going to work, not doing shit at work, coming home, not doing shit at the house.
Dude, me too. I don't know what it is, but I'm just so unmotivated to do, like, I still do a good job when I'm working on cars, but right. Like, when it comes to like trying to be like upbeat and just being like, oh, you know, like people are like, oh, what's going on? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just, you know, sick and tired of working for people that don't give a fuck about me and also don't really pay me more than a McDonald's employee.
Yeah.
But like, and I always say a McDonald's employee because it's just like the, when everyone says, ah, oh, you know, you were a high school student, you're fresh out of high school, go get a job at McDonald's. Like that's like the gold standard first job you have as a kid.
I wish I did McDonald's instead of my first job. My first job made me want to kill myself.
My first job was just
wouldn't
a detailer.
No, I wouldn't.
I would like my first job was just what I'm almost doing now.
I worked a concession stand at a movie theater.
God.
On the late shift too, on the closing shift.
If I
never got like a sorry.
No, you're good. If I worked at McDonald's, I think I would have made more money last pay period than I did at my Mercedes job. Because, I mean, it is inherently my fault because I asked for time off to go see Meshuggah. I also asked for time off.
How dare you want to do things right? for fun?
Asked for time off to go to Puerto Rico. In the 2 week pay period time span that this happened in, I only worked for 5 days, 4 days, 4 days. Only worked
you
for
get
4 days
weekly that paychecks period. Or bi-weekly paychecks?
Bi-weekly paychecks. And my last paycheck.
Let's go.
My last paycheck was $434.
Do you have any PTO?
Not yet, because I'm at my fourth dealer in 6 years.
Yeah, hasn't been there long enough to
hook up. I don't have...
And then he's about to leave again to move somewhere else.
No, not yet. Not yet. This is like...
Oh, no, that's right. You're moving closer to the dealer you are right now. That's
exactly.
Right.
I don't have to move dealers. I'm just moving a house.
That's right. I forgot. I've noticed that on Instagram, a lot of people that do the... like the mechanic type of content, everybody's got like no work lately.
Oh yeah, no, it's been bad.
Nobody has any fucking money.
Everybody.
Like on top of the fact that we're slow.
Somebody ruined the economy and no one has any money.
On top of the fact that we were slow at my shop, I went on like multiple vacations in the same pay period. So
that's gonna be me soon because because I'm on vacation with my family, and then a week after that, we're going to see Sterling.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
September. Oh, yeah. That's 4 months away, by the way.
Yeah, my PTO is already.
Yeah, I mean, they have 4 months to get all my cars running. Speaking of that, I am acquiring a B series for my new Civic.
Ooh, hell yeah!
With a VTEC head.
Nice.
So there is a possibility that one of you or one of us will be able to drive a vroom vroom spinny boy.
Are you going to set it up to where it revs to 10,000 RPM or no?
No, because I don't have $10,000 to build a V-Series that can rev to 10,000 RPM.
I didn't know it cost that much.
That's... what? It's a fucking motor that revs to 10. Like, what do you expect?
I thought they just do that.
No, they rev to like 9 sometimes.
I think
sometimes
to rev
8.
It to 10, you need like lightweight internals.
Right? You need, well, I mean, I haven't done a lot of research on Honda shit because I've just been so busy. But I know for a fact that the stock red line is like 7. I'm sure that could probably be bumped up, but I mean, I don't really need to, because
oh, that reminds me. I cannot wait to put a lightweight flywheel in my car.
Yeah. Mustangs with lightweight flywheels are good. Good,
I mean,
cars.
I think anything with a light, any manual transmission with a lightweight flywheel just makes the car more snappy and fun.
Real quick, I can tell that the listeners of this podcast right now are like, what's the topic? Because we didn't really actually talk about it. We just started going off on another tangent. So before we go to the topic, by the way.
Tangent first, then topic.
Yes. So topic moment. Speaking of me moving to a new house, we're moving in July. For the month of July, I'm going to be moving everything that's in here over to the new place, which is 30 minutes away. Expecting it to take about a month because we also have full-time jobs and we can't spend all waking days, hours, whatever the fuck, words.
Minutes, seconds.
Yes. Doing it all the time. So I'm thinking for the month of July, I'm going to suspend flag time earnings. I'm going to suspend like the payments for July because I'm not going to be making anything. I'm going to be moving. My computer is going to be disconnected. I'm not going to have internet until it shows up at the new place. So
I was about to say, can't you just do timed uploads? And then you said no internet. And it was like, oh.
Yeah, no internet. No,
there's also nothing to make into timed uploads yet.
Yeah, this is I've ran out of recordings. This is our fresh recording that I'm going to be working with. That's going to be posted next week because I don't have time to upload this one by Monday. So that's what's going to go on because I'm moving and I'm got a full-time job and I'm stressed the fuck out. So July is going to be, I'm going to suspend payments for July for Patreon members.
Are you going to just like rent a U-Haul, move all the stuff at one time and then set up the house over time?
Kind of. It's going to be like multiple trips. Yeah, it's going to be multiple trips. My mom's bringing the trailer up from North Carolina to help. So, that kind of thing. But just so you guys are aware, that's what's going to happen in July. There's probably not going to be a lot of content in July, flag time wise. So I apologize for that. But after July, we're going to be fucking cooking because like if there's no traffic on the way to work, it takes me 18 minutes to get there from that place.
So, hell yeah.
I'm excited. Like literally.
We're going to
go ahead.
I think the summer is going to be good for summer content because
yes,
I also have news that I will tell you in a little bit.
Oh, man. Flag time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
Oh, fuck!
It is? I thought it was brought to you by Unbridled Workplace Anger and Rage.
I mean, that too, but...
Bottom text.
Like,
I fucking love bottom text memes so much.
I mean, monetarily wise, Flag Time Patreon gives us funds to keep going and not end it all.
End it all?
So basically what you're saying is if you guys don't subscribe to the podcast, we'll kill ourselves.
No,
so
that's not.
I guess it's not?
No.
Oh,
if enough
okay,
of you
well,
subscribe to the podcast, we'll show peen.
I need to tell some people some things then.
For $3 a month, you can see us show peen. No.
No, not at $3.
No, not that.
For $3 a month,
at
you
least
can see
five.
Video versions of these episodes. For $6 a month, that's the second tier. You get to see bonus content, which also not doesn't include us showing peen yet.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. For $15 a month, you can hear us say your name at the end of every episode. And you could also participate in specific listener interaction segments made just for you.
If you got the balls for it.
Bing bong. Subscribe to... What's the end fucking thing? The Flag Time Patreon. Subscribe today to see...
Did you just forget the name of the podcast?
I did.
We're back to this episode of Flag Time.
I went back into my Snapchat memories all the way back to 2019 and saved a bunch of like 10,000 videos from my, fucking Snapchat. God,
Jesus.
I'm still in process. There's a way more I got to do too. Because I'm at like 2021 and I got to go up to 2025. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to go all the way back to the beginning and resave all the clips, put them in new videos, and make enough videos so that I can post every day again.
Okay.
Nice.
Because a lot of people that follow me haven't followed me for a long time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that like initially followed me from like the first like 10 or 25 videos that I just threw out onto the internet willy-nilly like 2 years ago. So I think what I could do to help bring in a bigger audience and also just like redo all the, because I go back down, I scroll down on my feed and half of the fucking videos that I've posted like have no audio anymore.
Yeah.
Or there's some fake copyright strike against it. Like, whatever. Fuck it. I'll just make them again. I have the saved individual clips for every single one of those videos, and they all have perfect audio, so I'll just remake them. And I want to get back to posting every day because I mean, that was really fun for me, having, like, going through comments every day, because that's the best way I can turn this into a fucking full-time job. Because I don't want to go to work anymore. I hate it.
You remember the title of the first episode of this podcast?
What episode? What's this going to be? Like, fucking 60, 70-something now?
Yeah, episode 70. One, like the title of episode one of Flag Time is Get Famous Because of Work and You Still Gotta Go to Work.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
That's the curse that we've placed upon ourselves.
I don't want to go to work. The whole industry is kind of fucked, to say it lightly. There's kind of just not much hope for me to be an automotive technician until like retirement age. Oh my god.
Yeah, no.
No. I'd rather kill myself right now. If I found out I was going to be a mechanic until I was like 60, I'd be like, "Excuse me, like nothing, like it doesn't change."
What's my purpose?
I still have to go.
What's my purpose in life? You pass butter. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay, what's the topic?
Topic is
ball.
No, it's gas stations. And I wanted to be,
last time was like we talked about the chicken and shit.
Yeah, I wanted it to be the gas stations that have restaurants inside of them, so like Sheetz and Buc-ee's and all of them and shit. But I forgot to specify that in the Instagram story response.
So people are just now.
People are listing gas stations because of the type of gas they have, and I'm like, that's not what we're going to be talking about.
That's you know, that's smart of them to associate us with cars.
Yeah, but
that was wrong. We wanted food.
Wrong, and you should feel bad about it.
Did you already forget the fucking tagline of the podcast?
A car show food that is not car food show about
balls.
No.
Pooping bloody balls.
Whoa, what?
Whoa, hey.
She torture on my nuts till I ball.
She talking ball on my torture until I...
Ah.
Extremely loud, incorrect buzzer noises.
I have a button that says Serenity Now from George Costanza's dad from Seinfeld.
Oh, fuck.
You can't even hear it. It doesn't even.
I know, it blocks it out.
I heard the button click, but not the audio from the button.
The physical button.
Perfect. Exactly what I wanted.
You remember the Staples Easy button?
Yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah, my mom still has one.
Hell yeah.
I shot one with a BB gun one time.
Where?
In my backyard.
Okay. I thought you were like at work or something.
I've shot a lot of things with BB guns in my backyard. I got a Echo One P90 in high school, and I invited a bunch of friends over to try it out. And at the same time, Red Bull released Red Bull Cola, and I was drinking a lot of Red Bull in high school, so we brought Red Bull Cola just to try it out. And every single one of us tried one sip of it and hated it with a passion. So we took...
That explains why I've never heard of it, because it was bad.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, no, like, so it tasted like carbonated sweet tarts.
That sounds delicious, though.
It actually wasn't good. That
sounds really good.
It wasn't good. It also... Okay, so carbonated sweet tarts and stale Diet Coke. Think about that mix.
Well, I hate not stale Diet Coke. Yeah. So that's really bad.
Yes, that's exactly what it tasted like. So
Sounds like it tastes like poo from a butt.
Yes. We took the rest of the Red Bull Cola and just shot the shit out of it with the P90 airsoft gun.
Bro, no rush into the soda.
Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of things that aren't related to anything...
I thought you were going to say, speaking of no Russian.
My buddy fixed my drone for me.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
And it works just fine.
Hell yeah.
Well, I forgot how Hurricane Ridge.
What?
Took it up to Hurricane Ridge and flew it and chased a big giant eagle with it and got some kind of cool video.
Ooh. Sick.
Yeah. By chased, I mean flew behind a little bit.
All right, well, let's go ahead and go into the topic. Do you guys have a favorite gas station food-wise?
I mean, Bucky's.
Gas stations here don't have food, really. There's like AMPM, which is like a store that sells lukewarm food.
Oh, okay.
They say they have like you listen to their radio ads and you're like, no, they don't. Like, eat it, delicious. Although I did have, their hot dogs are okay.
I mean, it's kind of hard to fuck up a hot dog.
It's kind of hard to fuck up a gas station hot dog.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, compared to, like restaurants. Oh, well, I mean, I guess in specifically where I am and a lot of places around here, there are gas stations that are on Native reservations that have Native reservation gas station stores, which are super cool. Nice. There's one, they have like a log house, or a long house, not log house. But cool shit. You guys will see it, and you'll see all the Native like weed stores that they have here too, that are also very interesting and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And just like so picturesque where they are. It's neat, but I don't know, as far as like gas stations that have food around here in Washington, there's gas stations that are like next to it or part of a Carl's Jr. or a Love's.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I mean
Carl's Jr. Loves has really good food in there. Sometimes.
Love's is Carl's Jr. here. It's the same shit.
Oh, okay.
It's the same. It's like the same logo. Even. But
is
like,
Love's not like a truck stop over there? Like the yellow?
It is.
Okay.
Like a Love's is a Carl's Jr. with a truck stop, basically.
Okay.
I think, I don't know. I'm not a trucker.
I don't know.
I feel like every time you have to say anything on the internet these days, you have to kind of give a disclaimer that you don't know exactly what you're talking about. Otherwise, people will come after you and be really mean to you for no reason. So I'm not an expert on gas station food,
don't know what they're talking about.
They Those are the people that say it the most, actually.
The people who get really mad over something somebody on the internet says, I feel like have no critical thinking skills and a low IQ, and just get mad because they're like, this isn't right, because they can't think for themselves. They have to have somebody else to think for them. Sorry, I'm going
to
take
my... not being able to think for yourself.
I'm going
to
take my tinfoil hat off.
Bro,
sorry,
can't
about
think
that.
For himself.
Bro, stupid.
But, yeah, like...
Bro, gas, IQ like my fridge.
Gas-wise, probably Shell... or like VP, because VP has like 110 octane at the pump.
Yeah, VP is racing octane. Gas here in the South.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
but like we don't have any of those around here. There's one on like South Tacoma Way for some reason, which is like a road that people like to street race and shut down and do takeovers on a lot, which is why I don't go there, because that's fucking stupid. Also, I don't want to die.
Yeah,
I like being alive at the moment. I like being alive.
Things could change. Oh my God. But you know,
every day is new, and sometimes
Sterling's gonna get to a point where he's gonna be like,
I'm not doing anything about it.
His podcast is a cry for help.
No, it's not. Sterling's gonna wake up when he's like, "Fuck, I woke up again."
The cry for help is give me money so I can create videos and not go to work instead.
Yeah. Like, you know, I legitimately asked my mom. She's an FSO for like 30 defense contractors. I was like, are any of your defense contract buddies need a guy to, you know, do anything?
Do the big weapon guys need someone to make big help? Well, not help, but like, I don't want to help.
I want to put this.
I just want to make money. No. I don't want anything to do with that. I want to actively take money from that.
You put his Flag Time podcast sticker on a fucking JDAM.
Black Rock fucking...
fucking funny.
Jesus Christ. But yeah. It's like, I'm just tired of purely commission-based work. I'm tired of that.
See, I got the tism that likes structure, so I could do this same job until I die, and I wouldn't be mad about it.
I mean, it's not even that. It's just like I'll work on 4 cars one day and make 1 hour. Like, what the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, and you're strictly flat rate.
Yeah, I'm strictly flat rate. I have no guarantees. I have no nothing like that. So it's,
I have a guarantee at least.
Yeah,
I'm just paid hourly, and I have flat rate incentives, but like they treat it like it's flat rate, and you aren't hourly, so it's kind of interesting. It's really weird. It's like you're working in an independent shop, but it says Honda and you're working on Hondas.
And then some random guy comes in with a Hyundai because he thought it was a Honda.
Well, fucking I looked over on the LubeTech line the other day and they're working on a fucking BMW X7, like a new one. I was like, what the fuck? And the oil change guy's like, I don't know where the fuck anything is on this. It's like, where he like lifted and lowered the car like 3 or 4 times because he couldn't find the oil filter. Because, like, BMWs normally have it on the top, and
this one was like, on the bottom.
We
or something.
Couldn't find it anywhere, and like it was in the very back, like underneath the intake on one side of the engine.
On the driver's side, you got to get like an extension and a half.
Yeah,
has no one in human history made a YouTube video of how to do an oil change on an X7?
Yeah, but like.
It's the fact that they took it to a Honda dealership.
Yeah, true. Like get it done. We're literally just like, why are we working on this? It's like, oh, this is like an I know the owner guy, and he's like, oh yeah, you can just change the oil on my BMW for $50 instead of fucking $500 like it costs.
You'll have to get the oil from a parts store, didn't you? Because there's no way y'all.
Yeah,
have
we got it from Napa.
40.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just got an oil and filter from Napa, just like, you know. We don't get Honda parts from Napa. We get them from a fucking warehouse in Portland.
It was like my second year working on Mercedes. Like we had so many used cars come in for some reason at 1 month where like the used car guy was so overloaded that they gave me a Camaro to do an oil change on. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, I signed up for Mercedes because literally fuck everything else. What the fuck is this? Why are there blind spots so big on this car? Like what?
Eric opens the hood on a Camaro, is looking at it like this.
Yeah. So I looked up a YouTube video of how to do an oil change on a Camaro, and that's how I figured it out. So like,
yeah,
that's what you do.
Yeah, I know, but like. It's so dumb. Like why are we working on this shit? Like,
yeah.
I just told my manager, can I opt out of doing used cars? Like, let me No, I'm not. He's like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. You know, we got to kind of distribute the labor around evenly. And I was like, oh, now it's even. Okay. Now we're distributing labor evenly. Okay. Not just we, dude. So when I started, there was 6 technicians in the main shop. 3 are gone now. And one of the lube guys just got fired yesterday.
Oh.
No, wait, today's Saturday? Yeah, yesterday. Because he no-call, no-showed, like, for the 3rd time in a row. And,
I mean, yeah. Like, that's...
Now a manager just firing people, which I think is good. Like, finally. Yeah. It sucks that, like, a lot of times it seems just like an accountability chase. For, you know, oh, you know, fucking he keeps showing up late, but, you know, it's fine. Not like 5-10 minutes late, like an hour late or 2 hours Jesus, late. Sometimes she just doesn't show up. So it's like, fuck, man. Like, how are you
a functioning adult?
Not that fucking hard. Jeez. Like, I show up like really a minute or 2 late hard. Sometimes, but, you know, it's fine. Like, I'm not a technician where people are. I'm a tech where all my work is laid out and I don't really have waiters. But lately I've been getting interrupted doing diagnostic work with dumbass waiter shit. Like, oh, hey, can you knock this oil change and coolant service out real quick? And the fucking lube guy is just literally sitting waiting for his next car that's coming in an hour. I'm like, dude. Get him to do it. And I was like, hey, do you want to do this oil change and coolant service? Like, I got 5 cars at the same time because now there's only 2 because our service writer is on vacation and it's literally just me and one other like 20-year-old technician who has like 2 years of experience doing like just recall stuff and like basic stuff like brakes. And they're like, giving me like 2 or 3 like ADAS learns and electrical diet like in a row. I'm like, fuck me, give me a break. And like you're telling like you know there's no rush on any of this stuff. I'm like, that doesn't help me at all.
Yeah.
Because now I have 5 cars that one's apart, that one's apart. That one has the fucking cylinder head off. That one has the carpet out of it. That one needs a fuel pump. That one, like, it's just over and over. Like, I gotta fucking put...
I can't do more than 2 cars at a time before I forget what I'm doing on every one of them. I gotta
When you do, like, an ADAS relearn or a lane keep assist, like, millimeter wave radar, you have to put the car in a... Like, in the middle of the shop, block... everything. You have to draw the lines on the ground. You have to put like measuring shit with like plumb bobs on the ground and mark the center points of all 4 wheels. You have to mark the exact center point of the car from the front to the back, 30 feet out in front. And then you have to you've set this all this shit up. You have to like put this like big like thing. Like any Honda tech will tell you that doing these relearns without like a dedicated bay or a place to do it, it fucking sucks. Like you also have to like turn the lights off in the shop sometimes because they can't have any lights interfere with them. And then once you're done, you just open the HDS and you hit program and it's like, cool, done immediately. So that doesn't take any time and it only pays like a half hour, which it's so fucking stupid. Like, god damn it,
too much technology in them.
Yeah, like
that's,
I wish we
more
could
stupid
just...
than Mercedes anything.
Yeah, well, like it gives you the opportunity to trick it into reading in different ways. Like if like we had a repeat customer that came by a few times that their car was in an accident. And whenever we would program it, the radar would read a little bit too low because the car was bent or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we just moved the testing equipment like away like 5 inches. And that like fixed this car from like randomly thinking it was like lane ejecting when it wasn't. Mm. So it would just like beep on the dash like every once in a while and it stopped doing that. Blah, blah, blah. But... you know, it's just like, it's so overwhelming being like the guy who's doing the most work, also kind of getting like a go, go, go attitude, and also like being told this is good for hours, like being told like, oh, you know, you'll get it done, you're good, you're, yeah, like you're not wrong, but still I just, let me breathe. And also I don't have health insurance, I don't get paid that much, I don't really get recognition for a lot of things I do, like I don't get told thank you a lot, and it kind of bugs me.
Yeah.
Does that ever bug you? Yes, like you get shit done and no one says thank you. You're like, oh, fuck me then, I guess. It's like when you wave.
It makes you feel like what you're doing isn't like. It makes you feel like what you're doing doesn't matter. Like, what? Why the fuck am I doing this?
Like, why am I here? Why? Like, I'm literally here just to make money. Yeah, that's the reason I have a job. If I didn't have to do that, I wouldn't be here. See,
here's the thing, though. Like, but like going into this, I hate how this industry makes like. It feeds on how, like, it's like, I have to survive. I have to feed myself. I have to do all this. And dealerships exploit that. They make it so you don't, like,
you know, they don't mean to.
Yeah, no. It's like, they make it so, like, you don't have a lucrative career. They make it so, like, you have to constantly go after breadcrumbs.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, you know what? If you do really well, if you do really, really well, you'll get tenure. I'm like, right, okay. Yeah. I'm like, I'm pretty sure any good tech automatically has that. Mm. Because.
What's that? I don't remember what that is.
It's like you can't get fired.
Oh.
Like you can't get fired.
It's job security. Like,
it's job security, but literally everyone who is a skilled technician these days has that, because it's not like there's just a line of people out the door that want to be mechanics, let alone anyone that has a ton of experience. So, and like doesn't fuck things up.
Yeah, you don't even have to have a ton of experience. You just got to not be a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Like, oh, kitty's munching.
Well, that's the thing about this job. Most of the people who aren't idiots figure out that this job sucks and they don't want to do it anymore. So it's kind of a catch 22.
Yeah. Oh my god, you are eating so loudly. Oh my god. Like
turn the noise gate off. I want to hear it.
Oh my god, she just walked away. Fucking asshole. Damn it. But I think something that I've been trying to speak Spanish all week because my wife's parents are here.
Oh yeah.
Oh, sick.
And Spain Spanish, specifically from the region that she is,
different from Hispanic Spanish. Oh, no, Mexican Spanish. That's what I meant.
Well, Hispanic I mean,
I don't remember if Hispanic is Mexican only or if Hispanic also includes Spanish. I don't remember.
Google it. I don't know.
But yeah, I know what you mean. I got taught both kind of things when I took Spanish in high school. I'm like, that's totally not confusing.
Well, they're from South Spain, so they're from I forget the specific state in Spain that it is. I think it's Andalusia. That's it. Andalusia, because the C, the S sounds are, you say it with like a TH kind of, say it with like a lisp. So I've been saying a lot of my S's with lisps because I'm trying to fucking speak Spanish. I'm trying to become bilingual is what I'm trying to do.
The English, that's what's happening.
And it's difficult. Anyway, I don't remember what I was saying, so never mind.
What gas stations are we going to go to when we get up there?
Shell, Safeway, Costco.
We do need Costco's to get back on good. Topic.
Gotta get the V-Power Nitro, drink it right out the fucking thing.
Begging to dealership leadership aside, going into the... If anybody runs a dealership, listens to this podcast, please hear our cries. Anyway, in the area where I live in the country, there's a bit of a gas station war going on.
Oh. Like, are they shooting each other?
No.
Wouldn't that be crazy, though?
Yeah, it would be.
Private company started war. Actually, well, that sounds something that's about to happen. Anyway.
But no, like on the same stretch of road, you'll have a Sheetz, a Wawa, and a Royal Farms. All within like a mile of each other.
Mm-hmm. Being a Wawa, did you hear about the new American Pope who has had Wawa? Probably because he's from that area.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
People are fucking losing their minds the over the fact Villanova that the new Pope is from fucking Chicago. Oh. But what's nobody's...
We have a guest.
Is it Sasha?
Is it the dog from outside?
It is not the dog from outside.
Dang it. The guest has left.
My neighbor just turned on his straight-piped Mustang. I don't know if that picked up.
Hell yeah, I didn't hear it at all.
Straight-piped what engine Mustang?
Oh, I have no idea.
Is it a V8 motor?
Probably.
Sasha.
What the Mustang look like? Then we know which motor it got.
It's red, and it's one of the new body styles.
Come here.
Which one of the new body styles?
I don't know. It just looks like a new Mustang to me.
Kiggy. That's a cool car, Sterling.
Kiggy. I need to make sure that that's not a slur. Excuse me.
Hi.
It's not. It's like an internet thing people use for cats.
Do you have anything you want to say to the American people? And also everyone else?
Oh my god.
Don't tell me that's actually a slur. Don't tell me that's actually a slur. I've been saying that for a decade. Please don't tell me that's a slur.
Okay, well, she wants to go down immediately.
Kiggy is Ku Klux Klan shorthand for Klansmen, I greet you.
There's no way. Okay.
Oh my god. That's the worst one.
There's way anybody on the internet would ever know that. I'm not
going to even hear him laughing.
There's no fucking way. That saying Kiggy when you're referring to a kitty is a fucking Ku Klux Klan slang term. That's fucking crazy.
Goddamn. That's the worst one. That's the worst thing that I think has probably happened on this podcast.
That's like when I was talking about one of my favorite fishing lures being called a spook, and y'all were like, whoa!
Oh, like, oh no, Pixie accidentally said a slur again.
You know, it's the name of a lure. God fucking damn it.
Why does this keep happening?
Bro is inherently racist.
I've been hearing that get said on the internet since I was like 13 years old.
Never heard the Kiggy. I've heard like Kibby.
I've heard people just say Kiggy for cats because that's what I've heard.
Okay, well,
maybe try to make it not the word you say for cats.
Here's the thing, though. So the slang Ku Klux Klan thing came out in 1915. According to this, which was January 9th of this year, Kiggy is an affectionate joke term, which, yes, is a misspelling of kitty, but originates on Discord as a way to cutely refer to a den beast. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what the fuck that is, but the internet knows it's for cats.
Sounds like some fucking FetLife shit.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, it's Google straight up the first thing that it links is straight up an ADL link to like hate acronyms and abbreviations.
So, of course it is.
Is that a ranked list?
Like slur the 100 list. Worst slurs in the US dictionary. Number 100. Kiggy.
Oh god. Anyway,
okay,
back
anyway,
to the
I'm
gas
not gonna say it anymore.
Discussion.
Gas food. I mean,
my gas station serves fresh made brisket and shit, so you know, yeah. I kind of win.
Well, it's not a competition. We're just talking about like.
I know it's not, but if it was, I win.
Everywhere in Texas sells that, so
Not every gas station
but
does.
No, though. I will agree with you that Buc-ee's has the best gas station food, but that's kind of
I'm sad we never got to take. I'm sad we never got to take Sterling to Buc-ee's because it was so apparently, far away. Apparently, there's no Buc-ee's anywhere near Austin because Austin's fucking stupid.
Yeah,
I liked it. I thought it was cool. It's like Seattle, but down there.
Down there,
with less
Seattle,
fentanyl.
But hot.
Like there's literally fucking three or four Buc-ee's on the way to Austin from me, and then there was none within 45 minutes of Austin itself.
I heard that dog. Anyway,
like sometimes I go to fucking Buc-ee's for lunch because there's one like 15 minutes from me.
Buc-ee's has the single best barbecue sandwich I've ever had.
You gotta go to Buc-ee's.
Yes, Buc-ee's. Yeah,
Buc-ee's? I can't do that whistle.
I can't do the whistle either. I can't.
That's, you've all seen that guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Buc-ee's. The guy's so fucking funny.
Buc-ee's has really good food. Now, however, here where I am at, you've got again Sheetz, Wawa, and Royal Farms. Sheetz, of course, has Sheetz food. It hits the spot sometimes, occasionally.
What is
it? A Sheetz. It's a gas station with a restaurant Sheetz. In it, and it's they've got. It's a whole. It's a made to order thing. It uses the font that the PlayStation 3 and Spider-Man used for their logo.
How do you spell it?
S H E E T Z.
Ooh, Z Z.
Bro, what the fuck was that?
You, Sterling, you want to borrow this?
Fucking deer, get the fuck out of here!
A deer.
You want to borrow this, Sterling? Sterling, you want to borrow this? You want to borrow it?
I need to get one of those.
They're fun.
You should.
You want my location? No.
At the very least, a hang button.
Sheetz,
in your house.
Our food.
Sheetz, our friend, not food.
Wow, that is a bright website. Jesus.
Yeah, it's very obnoxious.
Burgers, hot dogs.
Website be like this.
No, not that bright.
You don't know that.
What? Everything ends with a Z.
But no, it also starts with an SH sometimes because you got Schnuggets. And like,
it's funny. Oh no, I don't want to choose a closest store. Actually, yeah, sure. 3380 3380 Wick Road, Romulus, Michigan. Okay.
That's really far away.
Closest one to use in fucking Michigan.
That's halfway across the country.
Delivery.
Oh.
Bring it to me. Oh man, I gotta log in. Get the fuck out of here.
I wanna order a gallon of gas. They deliver it to you in like a plastic bag.
I wanna read the menu. I don't wanna fucking log in. Oh my god, fuck this website.
Fuck any website that makes you log in to read a fucking menu.
Yeah, for real though.
Eats. Oh whoa. It looks like a gas station.
Oh really?
That we have here called Maverick.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I guess Maverick isn't here. Maverick is kind of out east.
I mean, technically, most things are out east from you.
No, actually, everything's southeast of me because we're in the northwest.
It's still east.
Hey, look, a fucking picture of the menu from Google. There we go. All right, you got chicken vaginas, hot dogs. Oh my god. Oh my god. I just got fucking full page paywall added out of this fucking website that has this photo. Jesus Christ. God. Okay. Here's another picture.
I usually use Bing for pictures because Bing has better pictures than Google for some reason.
Bing has no antiviral software. So you will die if you do that.
I don't know how you can get a virus from pictures.
Yeah. Sheetz was the first gas station that I experienced that sold mozzarella sticks.
It just looks like Red Robin.
Kind of.
But worse
somehow. Yeah, it's definitely worse than Red Robin. But the food still slaps sometimes.
Fucking love Red Robins.
Now, the other one in that rivalry is Wawa. It's mainly a Sheetz and Wawa, like, versus, like, they're touching butts. They fucking,
Let's see what Wawa has. I don't even know what that
farts is. Out of each other's butt in secret.
Previous guest, Papa Ben's, he's a big Wawa fanatic, and when I went up to New Jersey for training for Mercedes, he was like, you gotta try a Wawa. You gotta try the Wawa. Like, you gotta try the food there. And I'm like, we have Wawa in Maryland. So, like...
Yeah, but not Jersey Wawa.
I've found that the Wawa food is meh. Sheetz food is meh plus. So it's like slightly higher, in my opinion.
There's a picture of the Wawa menu from Florida.
Oh.
Hoagies. They got chicken noodle soup? What the hell?
They have meatballs, too.
Oh, I guess it's a sandwich place. Sandwich places usually have soup.
Yeah.
Sizzlies, croissants, beverages. So it's like kind of like a sandwich place. It's like a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
Sandwich place. Okay.
And the third one that we have in this area is my personal favorite. And it's a new, I don't know, I need to look up how, like, when it was founded.
Why is it called Wawa?
I have no idea.
Because somebody cried because they couldn't think of a name for a gas station.
Let's find out.
Find out if it's a slur, because apparently everything
began in 1803 as an iron foundry. What the fuck? Interesting.
Wow, okay. So my favorite of the three gas stations that are in this area is Royal Farms, and apparently it was founded in 1959 in Baltimore.
Oh yeah.
So it's been around for a while, but I didn't see one until like 5 years ago.
I've never seen one, so.
Oh, it's literally named after the town that the first store was in, which is Wawa, Pennsylvania.
Oh, there you go.
That's why.
Why do they name a town Wawa?
Because, actually, it says right here. The name of the town Wawa, in turn, is derived from the Ojibwe. Oh, I don't know how to pronounce any indigenous name.
I'm guessing
name.
It's, yeah, okay.
That's but it's named after an indigenous word, Wewe. Meaning snow goose, despite the company's image of a Canada goose. So they like blatantly just they put the wrong goose it on it.
Bird.
Goose with the same bird goose with the same word in it.
Bird hoagie.
Bird.
Royal Farms is my
That's okay. not a goose.
Jesus Christ. Okay, my favorite one of the three is Royal Farms, and the reason why is because their fried chicken is fucking, oh my god, it's so good.
Royal Farms.
If you guys ever see a Royal Farms, go in there and get some fried chicken. I swear to god, it's for gas station fried chicken. Like, you go into a gas station, you're not expecting getting fried chicken, and you get gas station fried chicken, you're like, wow, this is actually really good, because your expectations are down below the earth's surface. So it's like,
it kind of just looks like KFC.
It's better than KFC, in my opinion.
There was a Chevron gas station where I went to college, and for some reason it's like the only Chevron that had like fried food and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good, and they batter fried the french fries.
It's probably awesome. An independent owned that had their own like restaurant in it,
probably.
That's usually what gas stations that have food in them are around here, or they'll have like a McDonald's or a Subway in it sometimes.
Subway.
Otherwise, it's just like AM/PM
sandwich.
All right, well, we've got 7 minutes left on the timer, so we need to go through some of these Instagram.
Oh, really? Here. Sheesh. Oh, geez.
So, oh no.
Interesting. So, as per tradition. As per tradition, we always highlight the first response that gets off. This was last week, by the way. So the first person to get a response off first was Instagram user Retro Hacker. And they said, loaf and jug for snacks and drinks, but Sinclair for gas. Two gas stations I've never heard of in my goddamn life.
Sinclair is what they modeled Dynaco off of.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
I will show you, and you will be like, oh. Here.
Fuck, I want to go to a place called Bag and Loaf.
Let me,
Loaf and Jug is what it's called.
Loaf and Jug.
Jumbotron here. Pop.
Would I say Bag and Loaf?
Yeah, completely, completely incorrect.
I got one of them, right?
This the dinosaur, is the yeah.
This is the logo. Stick.
Get yeah. it? Because it's they made have, out of dinosaurs?
Yeah. They have a big green dinosaur in front of every one of their...
There's a plushie.
Oh yeah, you can get a plushie. Menu.
Why the plushie got a choker on it, though?
Dinosaur. Yeah, this is what they look like.
Okay.
It's just Dinoco.
Look up what a loafing jug is. The fuck is that? Yeah.
Loaf? I'm just going to assume it's loaf.
L-O-A-F-N-jug.
Oh, it is just loaf.
What? That's named something completely different where I'm at.
What like do you same, mean? It's named
same logo.
This is the fucking.
That's what? Kroger, is it not?
No, it's. Something what's else. This logo? Total.
Total, yeah. Right?
Oil?
No. That's different.
What?
I've seen that somewhere.
It's the same colors. Look. It's the same colors.
Yeah, it is the same look, colors.
Like this kind of dark blue, kind of orangey red, light blue, and this kind of Honda Civic yellow color. Look, Honda Civic yellow, dark blue, light blue.
I've never
and
seen
kind of orangey
before.
Red. What the fuck is this? That's got to be like, oh, we'll just use the same exact colors as this gas station brand, or the other way.
They
around.
Probably use total know, gas. Like that's probably what it is.
Interesting.
I've never heard of that place before.
Is this they said for food?
Yeah.
Whoa, don't know.
Oh my
fuck.
God.
I Jesus. Mean we have a
deny.
There's a gas station. There's a gas station.
Don't allow. God damn. Go. Jesus, you wanna come find me?
No. I'm gonna come find you, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Okay.
That looks.
Hey, wow. Get over here! I'm gonna kick your ass.
That straight up looks like a what's the name looks of the like fucking?
A, this is a Costco hot dog bun.
I was about to say John Deere. It's not a John Deere sandwich. It's
Umberland. Come. Wait.
Come sandwich. What? Shout out to chips that are folded.
Cumberland. Stop saying the shit that I say.
Well, you're just mad that like I said it first.
What's the brand of sausage? Breakfast sausage.
Fucking Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean, yeah, that looks like a Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich. Straight up.
Look, Jesus fucking Christ, this website asks for your location literally every time you click. Look at this burger.
I don't see, mine's like, yeah, that's.
Where's the sauce?
It looks like the outsides are like 500 degrees and the inside is still frozen.
Yeah, this looks like a frozen burger that's been microwaved. I'm not even gonna lie.
That these, looks like a look, fucking
look. They're, not, they're fucking not even on the plate. Look, there's crumbs all over the fucking. That's bullshit.
That shit don't even. Why is there a block of cheese behind
this
it?
Looks
though?
Like this looks. These look like dog
we
food.
We go back.
Like,
I didn't see
dog
that.
Dog food bags.
There's just a yeah. block of cheese.
It's a block of cheese behind
where do you think
it.
The cheese came from, huh?
This shit looks like a fucking AI render of a burger.
Well, an AI render of a burger would be probably do a better job.
95 Heap says 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven is for gas station egg rolls. That's the best place to get them.
Yeah, we have 7-Eleven too, yeah. But it's just 7-Eleven. It's like, yeah, it's a store.
7-Elevens on the East Coast are better than the other 7-Elevens anywhere else.
You've never been to the Northwest.
Not yet. And then I'll be able
so
to
you
judge.
You don't know.
You don't even know.
Liam Townsend 00 says Roots Gas Bar. What is that?
As the blades when you go to get
there's a
drink.
A right there.
You go fill up gas and you get a beer so that you can drink and drive.
Sterling, look up Roots Gas Bar.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That was a good Rick burp.
My edging streak is gone now.
What? Did you just come?
No.
What's the gas station called?
Roots Gas Bar.
I'm not going to write fucking Roots Gas Bar.
Yeah.
R-O-O-T-E-S.
They spelled R-O-O-T-S.
I can't wait to that.
That guy probably spelled that wrong because there's a gas station chain that says Roots Gas Bar that's spelled R-O-O-T-E-S. Gas Bar. It's a gas station chain.
Probably what that is. What's it look like?
Rust.
Looks like a gas station. Oh, the cat jumped. The cat jumped. I saw it.
I'm serving Gray and Bruce counties.
Anyway, that was this episode of Flag Time. We tried to bring topics back, but tangents are just the thing for this show.
Yeah, well, we keep talking about stuff, and then we keep thinking about things that oppress us. So it's like
it's almost like we've got a tagline that lets us do that.
Yeah,
yeah, which is good because you know we're kind of all over the place from the get go. So. Yeah. A podcast
with straight structure and no deviation is fucking boring anyway.
True.
Yeah, that's why they all fucking fail. That's why every single podcast that's about one subject is just bad. Ends at some point because there's nothing else to do.
Podcast is so fucking goddamn funny.
Like today we're gonna talk about something that we don't even know about. Fuck it, we don't even know.
Oh man. Anyway, if you want to listen, if you want to watch this episode, you can go see it on the Flag Time Patreon, which is where I'll read the names now. Patreon.com/Flag Time Podcast. Yeah, I just said that. Is where you can see the video version of this episode. And there's a lot that you missed because we did a lot of things that were visual only and can only be seen on the Patreon. So go check that out. I'm really tired. We want to go thank our $15 members, or premium members over there on the Patreon for giving us way too much money. 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green. I'm not editing this shorter. Big Blue Caddy, Canute Joel 0319, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newby, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Forced User, It's 2:15 a.m. Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal, JJ the Tech, JJ Knight 00, John Montague, Kyle Olson 25, Sports Cars of Sumas, Luna Cat, I Love Joe Bacon, McDonald Borger, Masonite 500, Mississippi King, Moderately Cool Guy, Mopar 1966, Mr. Crown Vic, Nathan Nick Tooby, Polyester 69, Police 428, Sassiest Spoon 696969, Savage Actual 556, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Steen Hibrikas, Tagarug the Big Maple, The Forklift Human, Vubulo, Elysium Darkness, and Meep But in Japanese. Again, thank you for your generous contributions to this dumbass show.
Remember, I'll wear cat ears when we hit 500 patrons.
True, yes. Do you hit 500 paid patrons? Pixie will wear cat ears. You guys, you know you want to see it. He will say uwu.
I'm allowed to say uwu because I benched more than the both of them.
Unironically.
Sterling has a knife. And he's pissed.
Yep, and that's it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Flag Time, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.